From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. The South is receiving hundreds of millions of dollars from historic lawsuits with opioid manufacturers and distributors. Some call it a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. This giant pot of money is meant to help heal the damage caused by the opioid crisis. But as the Gulf States Newsroom's Drew Hawkins reports, in Alabama, medication that can help treat addiction is out of reach for many who need it most.
Hello?
Hi, where are you at?
It's Saturday night in Birmingham. I'm riding around with Suzanne Smith while she hands out what she calls care packages, things like clean needles, bandages, and clothes. Smith works as peer support for clinics across the city. And right now, she's looking for her friend Blair, who asked that we not use her last name because of the stigma associated with people who use drugs.
No, I'm going to come to you. Where are you headed?
Smith's lived experience helps her connect with people struggling with addiction, living on the street. She's been in recovery for over 20 years, and she says what helped her stop using was medication, like methadone, one of the most effective ways to treat opioid use disorder. She says Alabama could help more of the people she works with access treatment, using money from lawsuits with opioid manufacturers and distributors. The state says it's awarding $8 million from the latest round of settlement funds to organizations for prevention, treatment, and recovery support. But that's a small fraction of what the state has received so far.
Okay, this is my friend Blair.
We find Blair on the steps of a church. Her story really epitomizes the opioid epidemic, which is what the settlement funds are supposed to help fix. Experts say there are three waves. Blair started taking prescribed pain medication after a surgery, and that's wave one. And when the pills dried up almost overnight, she moved to heroin, wave two. And when the streets were flooded with synthetic opioids like fentanyl, the third wave washed over her.
I had a wonderful marriage, great children, a wonderful home life, a beautiful house, you know, everything I ever dreamed of. But I had this addiction to this medicine and I couldn't stop taking it and I didn't know why.
Blair wants to get treatment, but methadone can be difficult to access for unhoused people.
Everybody doesn't understand that you're trying to do what you can to stay healthy and, you know, try to get this monkey off your back, but it's so hard. You know, I never thought I'd be anywhere like this.
If people want treatment, they have to get a state assessment, which is almost impossible if they don't have a phone or a car. And they have to go to a methadone clinic every day to receive their medication. And there are only a few, and sometimes they're miles away from the nearest bus stop.
I've heard my patients say, you know, as long as it's easier for me to get heroin or fentanyl than it is to get methadone, I'm going to pick the heroin or fentanyl.
Dr. Ellen Eaton is an associate professor at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. She also says the opioid settlement funding could be a real game changer and help with things like medication costs, transportation, and other resources to support people in recovery. But Alabama isn't required to report how it's spending the money.
Gosh, wouldn't that be great? You know, if I knew which nonprofits had received funding that I could refer my patients for housing or counseling.
In the meantime, people like Suzanne Smith are the last line of defense for unhoused people in the city. And living on the street is hard, especially if you have opioid use disorder. She checks near dumpsters, behind gas stations, in tents on the side of the road. Beneath a bridge, we find Roy, who also asked that we not use his last name. He's sitting in a camping chair next to his tent, his leg propped up and wrapped in a bandage.
Do you need any supplies?
I do.
Okay. Do you need any wound care?
I do.
Smith says she sees a lot of wounds that become infected, sometimes from injuries and sometimes from shooting drugs. And because they're labeled as drug users at hospitals, she says they won't get pain medication there and their withdrawals would be severe. So they often don't go, or they're not able to go. Several people we met, including Roy, and I know this might be hard to hear, but they've had to resort to using maggots to clean their infected wounds.
I cleaned it, wrapped it loose, and there was a couple of flies flying around. I just let them land on it.
After she gives him a care package, Smith reaches into a bag filled with little inspirational quotes she got at the dollar store, and she hands one to Roy.
Huh. It says, your greatest creation is always going to be your life story.
Oh, yeah!
With hundreds of millions in settlement funds coming in over the next decade, doctors and advocates hope more will be used to provide support for people who want to get treatment, but have the most difficulty accessing it. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Drew Hawkins.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi.